This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a Federal News Network analysis shows a drop in the amount of federal retirees last year. The head of the EEOC lays out her new priorities for the agency. And President Trump makes his pick to watch over the Office of Personnel Management. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. 6,000 fewer federal employees retired in 2019 compared to the previous year. That's according to a Federal News Network analysis of monthly retirement data from the Office of Personnel Management. Financial, personal, and family reasons are the main motivators to retire, but their agency's political climate, leadership, culture, and budget also influence their decision to stay or go. Nearly all thrift savings plan funds were down in January compared to December, starting the new year from an overall low point. TSP says the government securities investment G fund rose by just 0.1%, and the fixed income investment F fund rose by 1.99% last month. All other stock and bond funds showed negative performance compared to December. This is in stark contrast from 1 year ago, when the TSP experienced a period of overall positive performance in month-to-month returns. Truman, the bot, is moving out of the pilot stage and into full production. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has details.
The General Services Administration is expanding the use of robotics process automation across all of the Federal Acquisition Service. The bot, named after President Harry Truman, who founded GSA, has been in pilot mode since 2018. Truman automates many of the administrative tasks required to properly evaluate a new schedule offer, such as identifying and validating contractor identification numbers and printing and emailing documents. GSA says the bot helps save acquisition workers more than an hour out of their day. I'm Jason Miller.
Customer service is a top priority for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission this year. EEOC Chair Janet Dillon announced 5 strategic goals for 2020. She wants EEOC to be a model workplace for other organizations. Dillon also wants to partner with other agencies to eliminate confusion among filers and stakeholders. Updating EEOC guidance and rescinding out-of-date technical assistance documents are also priorities for the agency. President Trump announced his plans to nominate Craig Lean to be the Office of Personnel Management's Inspector General. Lean is the director of the Labor Department's Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs. OPM has been without a permanent IG for 4 years. Deputy IG Norbert Vint has been serving as OPM's acting Inspector General since former IG Patrick McFarlane retired back in 2016. The Justice Department has named a new top official for Freedom of Information Act policy. Attorney General William Barr has appointed Bobby Talabian as the permanent head of DOJ's Office of Information Policy. Talabian had served as its acting head since last October when former OIP Director Melanie Ann Pousset stepped down. In this role, Talabian sets government-wide FOIA policy guidance as well as training and legal counsel. The number two at the Veterans Affairs Department is suddenly out of a job. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
VA Secretary Robert Wilkie announced he had dismissed Deputy Secretary James Byrne. The department did not offer a reason for the abrupt firing, other than to say Wilkie had lost confidence in Byrne's ability to carry out his duties. Byrne had only been on the job since September, when he was overwhelmingly confirmed by the Senate. He had previously served as the department's general counsel and as an attorney at Lockheed Martin. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
Veterans Affairs is facing congressional pressure to resolve VA Mission Act implementation issues. A group of House reps led by Chris Pappas, who's chairman of the Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee for the House Veterans Affairs Committee, says although the Mission Act created networks that allow veterans to access community care, the members are still getting calls from veterans and providers that have been left waiting for services and reimbursements. They want to know what VA is doing to fix these discrepancies. 137 airmen were lost to suicide last year. That's a 33% increase compared to 2018. The Air Force says it continues to pursue suicide prevention initiatives for the total force. On August 1st last year, Air Force Chief of Staff David Goldfein ordered all wings to stand down to focus on resiliency and suicide prevention. Reported sexual assault in military academies increased 30% last year. A Pentagon report finds 122 midshipmen and cadets were assaulted in 2019. That's compared to 92 in 2018. DOD released a prevention plan of action last April, which was used to develop a framework to conduct a baseline assessment of ways to prevent academy assaults. The report also found that students are experiencing high levels of sexual harassment as well. An Inspector General review has found the Census Bureau may have fielded unqualified hires during a decennial count dress rehearsal in 2018. The Commerce Department's IG said the Bureau had no way of knowing if some enumerators hired for the test in Rhode Island passed or failed their final assessment before going out into the field. The Bureau updated its learning management system after the 2018 test to make sure address canvassers could not take their final assessment more than once, but never tested the system to make sure it would work during peak operations. And OPM has set up a working group of key agencies to monitor the ongoing spread of the coronavirus and its impact on federal employees. OPM says it's working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other agencies to determine what human resources guidance they need to deal with coronavirus concerns. Meantime, OPM recommends agency consider telework and good health habits to prevent the spread of the flu and other illnesses. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, or you can follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White.